In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, today's Mass is being offered in honor of San Ramon. Are you already a saint, right? Not yet? Oh, maybe it's somebody who you're named after. Not you yourself, your patron saint. Today we have the Feast of Saint Benedict. Saint Benedict, that great abbot who gave up everything, as the opening collect speaks for us, that he threw everything aside, he had it all. He was fairly well-to-do. He had a bright education, a great future that was before him, and he cast it all aside because he said, there's too much of the world that's here. There's too much of things that are passing, and the things that people are all arguing about, they don't matter. So why am I caught up in everything that's this? And so he said, I just want to be out of this. So he took off for the hills and went by himself. And going by himself, he sought to rely only upon God and God alone. It is because of his time out there in silence, time out there with God, time there out there alone, that he began to come to know what it was as one of my favorite passages in all the saints. I mean, it just always recurs to me. I remember the first time I heard it and read it where I was there in Rome, and I really took it to myself, where it says, there within the silence, this is Pope St. Gregory who writes it to us about the life of St. Benedict, without whom we would not know who St. Benedict was to begin with. We would only know his great monasteries that were there because his life wasn't written down up to that point. But he said it was out there that he came to live with himself. He came to live with himself out there in the silence. There's something powerful in that conception of coming to live with oneself. Because most of us don't live with ourselves. Most of the time what we're doing is we're remembering something that happened way back when and slapping ourselves upside the head for what a fool we were at the time. But we're living ahead of ourselves, worrying about all those things that are still yet to come, which have not yet been realized. And we hope that in some way that by worrying through the things that are there, stressing over the things that are not yet here, that somehow we can affect those things, most of which are far outside of our control. Whether they're things that are going to happen to us or for us possibly, or whether it's for our own children or for those whom we care about. And so that's the precarious situation of all humanity, is that we're never actually living with ourselves. We're never actually living in the present moment, but we're always either living way off in the past or way off in the future. But very rarely do we ever attend to the things that are going on right now. And Saint Benedict was able to master that because he stripped himself of all these other things that were distracting him from every other which way and just began in silence to really seek God and continually put before him the words of Scripture, the Psalms, which priests constantly nourish themselves on, and God, here I am, there you are. If you've got something to say, I want to hear it. In truth, that's all we need to be doing when we're here before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And in truth, the homily is not the most important thing that goes on in Mass. It's just being in God's presence. So to spend the rest of the Mass, maybe even, just saying, God, you're here, and I'm really trying to be here, because I'm not living with myself right now. Could you just grab onto me a little bit stronger so that you can keep me here? It's a good prayer, because it's a real prayer. And that's a powerful prayer if we can actually say it and mean it. And if you do so, you'll never have another boring or wasted holy hour again, because you're just asking God, grab a hold of me, because I want to fly from this place and live anywhere but now. Just hold on to me. In fact, you don't even have to just do that when you're in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. You can do that while you're folding laundry. You can do that while you're mowing the lawn. You can do it while you're hammering things into the wall or going through all the sundry tasks that you have throughout your day. But to ask for that grace, to really silence yourself so you can say, God, let me live with myself. Because one of the great graces that we have as Catholics, whether we're as old as the oldest person in here, or whether we're as young as Ángel de las Campanas, each of us can strive for that very same thing, and we're each made for that very same thing. And something as simple that all of us can begin to do, God, just lay hold of me. Focus me on what really matters. St. Benedict mastered that, and because of that, we have monasteries all over the world that bear the name Benedictine, both of men and of women. And it's all based upon that simple way of living where Christ is the one thing that matters. But then we also have to get through things that we live through in the whole of our life to make sure that life goes forward. Each of us live in a monastery. Some of us are able to structure our houses more like others as they were little monasteries. Nobody else happens to be around. Others of us have the more active monasteries of family living that we have to go through. And yet that becomes our monastery. But each of us has a monastery in the level of our souls. And that's where our Lord desires us to reside most and most securely. Because from the moment of our baptism, as I was alluding to before, who inhabits the soul? It's the He who is one, but the He who is three. God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And when you and I come to live with ourselves, it also means that as Catholics and as Christians, that we come to live with God who is inhabiting our souls. Ask for that grace during this time. We're going to go a little bit deeper on how to get through that in Spanish in just a moment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. ¿Cuál es la llamada del Señor en el Evangelio? Si lo perdimos todo, lo encontremos todo. Esta es la esencia del desprendimiento. El desprendimiento es una cualidad espiritual que elimina los obstáculos del alma para que ésta pueda seguir más libremente a Dios. Las cosas que deben ser eliminadas son la confianza en las cosas triviales y frivolas, para que podamos apegarnos a los que perduran. En última instancia, esto será Dios y solo Dios. Como decía Santa Teresa de Ávila, solo Dios y basta. Por eso, cuando sentimos que las cosas de este mundo pasajero nos dan menos placer, siempre que vivamos habitualmente en el estado de gracia y busquemos a Dios correctamente, este cambio es algo bueno. El desprendimiento de los objetos es el primer paso, pero el desprendimiento de las cosas interiores es un trabajo más profundo. Es un desprendimiento de nuestras propias ideas o formas normales de actuar o de buscar nuestro propio placer. Porque lo que estoy tratando de decir es que todo está muy bien contigo cuando estás dejando de lado la idea que debes defenderte de cada ataque. Dios te este desprendimiento que la única forma que podría hacerlo de tu agarre mortal a tu propia justicia. Esto puede parecer duro, pero todos tenemos un deseo natural de defendernos, pero nuestros débiles y inseguridades se mantienen gracias a una especie de autoconfianza oculta. Pero estos apagos tan profundos están más allí de nuestro propio poder en cambio, o poder de cambio. Solo pueden ser rotos para la acción mística del Espíritu Santo. San Juan de la Cruz siempre nos advierte de esto. Él siempre se dice, nada, nada, nada. Eso significa que removerse todas las cosas que son obstáculos en esta vida espiritual. Las noches oscuras, the dark nights, las muertes místicas, these mystical deaths, sueñan tan hermosos cuando leemos en los libros. Cuando oímos que otros las experimentan, nos emociona saber que están en el camino de la santidad. Pero son todo contrario de hermosas de experimentar. Duelen y son muy difíciles de soportar. That is to say that when we see other people going through these things, they seem like great, they're on the way of sanctity. Or when they're going through these dark nights or hard moments, we say, wow, that seems like it's a really great thing to read about and to experience. But when we actually do experience them, they're absolutely terrible. We want to do everything but stay in that darkness, but stay where God is stripping us of everything. Cuando experimentemos estas tinieblas, mientras tengas la sensación de que Dios está presente para sostenerte, mientras sientes que tu corazón está logrando algo en ti, renuncia a pedir un reconocimiento externo o un señal de éxito. Toma estas dificultades en la oración como señales, como una aprobación implícita de tu camino espiritual, un señal de que estás en el camino correcto. La verdad es que mientras haya algún apago a las cosas terrenales, nunca podrás lanzarte por completo a Dios, por más que lo desees sincera y fervientemente. Estas tinieblas se lo llevan todo, de modo que lo único que puedes hacer es sostener tu pobre yermo, yo constantemente antes Dios. Lo único que puedes hacer es seguir agradeciéndote que te ame, aunque pareces tan lejos de la perfección. Lo único que puedes hacer es seguir creyendo que todo lo que sufres te lo da el propio amor. Es un regalo de amor. El despojo es muy difícil. El desapego es muy difícil. Pero recuerda que si Dios lo hace, entonces siempre es para tu bien. Él prometió que nunca te dejará ni te abandonará. Y está aquí Jesús, en la Eucaristía, para ser adorado e incluso consumido por ti. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.